I want to thank Timothy and Michelle.
我谢谢嘉森跟萱萱。
For the invitation of our coming to be with you tonight.
邀请我今天来到这里。
And we had a wonderful time about a year ago visiting with Timothy.
一年以前我们来这里拜访过嘉森弟兄。
I appreciate Timothy's heart and desire to see the church strengthened in China.
我实在很感谢嘉森弟兄对中国的负担，很希望中国教会的加强。
And it's my burden as well to see the leadership come into the full knowledge of the Son of God.
我自己也是有很深的负担，愿意教会的领袖能够在认识神的真道上合而为一。
Also, want to thank you for your wonderful hospitality and providing the good food for us tonight.
也谢谢你们的热忱招待，今天的晚餐非常好吃。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to acknowledge that only the Lord Jesus Christ is the astonishing preacher.
神啊，我们要承认唯有主耶稣基督，他是那个伟大的教师。
He is the supreme teacher and the one who represents your fullness for us.
他是那个超凡的教师，并且代表你的丰满。
So we want to invite you, Lord Jesus, to preside and govern this time.
所以主耶稣，我们邀请你来在这里掌权。
That you would make yourself known through the person of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵，让你自己被解开在人的中间。
And we say to you, Lord, we need you tonight.
主啊，我们说我们需要你。
We ask you to feed these your children.
我们请你来喂养你的百姓。
We ask you to open your heart to us and show us what remains before you can return.
请你将你的心向我们打开，让我们认识在你回来之前还有什么事。
And what is it that you're waiting for in us?
以及你在我们当中所期盼得做的是什么。
And so we thank you for your faithfulness.
我们谢谢你的信实。
And for the person of the Holy Spirit, whose delight is to take the things of yourself.
谢谢圣灵愿意彰显你的自己，关乎你的事。
And to reveal yourself to us.
并且将你彰显在我们当中。
And so we submit ourselves to you tonight.
因此我们把自己交在你的手里。
And this weekend.
这个周末我们都交在你的手里。
Have your way with us, Lord.
愿你按照你的旨意行。
Pray in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主的名祷告， Amen.
Timothy asked me to write an outline of what we were going to be considering.
嘉森弟兄请我写一个大纲，说我们这个周末要交通的。
And so I'm going to try to just put into a few words what I'd like to see accomplished.
所以我简单的解释一下我希望所做成的事。
First of all, that God has a great heart and He thinks about us.
第一件事我们要知道说神有一个很大的心，而且这个心是关乎我们的。
That He's always working according to the counsel of His will.
按照他的旨意，他不断的运作。
That even though we're not aware of His thoughts and purpose towards us, always,
即使我们并不是总是明白他向着我们的旨意和目的。
He ever has us before Him.
他但是常是把我们放在他的心里。
He is always thinking of us.
他总是想着我们。
And so, may we enter into some of those thoughts that He has for us tonight.
愿我们今天晚上进入一些神向着我们的旨意和思想。
What is God's next move?
神的下一个行动是什么？
Do we just expect everything to continue on as it is?
我们对生活的期许是什么？就是每天这样过吗？
We rise and we go to work.
我们早晨起来去上班。
We come home.
我们回家。
We have a routine.
我们每一天有正常的作息。
Should we expect any dramatic changes in our lifetime?
我们在一生里面有没有期望什么大的改变？
The day of visitation, as it is used in the Bible,
当主莅临的时候，就像圣经所提到的，
is, to my understanding, God's next move.
就是神的下一个动作。
That visitation will be something that we will consider.
而神眷顾的日子就是我们今天要来研讨的。
And then we will need to look at passages that refer to Jesus as the morning star.
我们并且要看一看圣经中提到主耶稣是晨星的经节。
And what does it mean for Jesus as the morning star to arise in our hearts?
什么意思？当圣经说到说他像晨星在我们的心中出现。
This is the great hope of the church.
因为这个是众教会的盼望。
This was the hope of the early apostles.
这也是早期使徒们的盼望。
But after the first century, this hope was lost.
但当第一个世纪过之后，好像这个盼望就丧失了。
For over 1500 years, this hope was lost.
将近1500年之久，这个盼望不见了。
Then beginning with the Reformation,
有新的改革。
God began to recover basic truths.
神慢慢在重新恢复他的真理。
And then as that Reformation continued, he began to open up more of his original thought and plan.
当这个恢复的过程慢慢展开的时候，神又再向人类显明他的旨意是什么。
And so that stewardship, that responsibility to present God's full thought to his people was lost.
起初那个神所交托的将神的旨意显明的那个责任在这中间失放了。
Only a small remnant throughout history, was able to represent God's full thought.
在人类历史上只有很小群的人能够代表彰显神的旨意。
This remnant was persecuted unto death by the Roman Catholic Church.
这些所谓的愚民或小群是被罗马政权所逼迫的。
If you want to know where God's overcoming remnant, where they were in history, they were called heretics.
你们如果是想认识这些得胜者在圣经里所提到的。
By the established church.
那就是他们建立了许多的教会。
Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like to ask you to turn.
如果你有带圣经。
Beginning with Romans 13, we're just going to look at a few passages.
我们要看几处的圣经在罗马书十三章。
That mentioned the soon return of the Lord Jesus.
在这里有提到主耶稣他要再来的事。
Romans 13, verses 11 through 14.
罗马书十三章十一节。
Romans, did I say Romans 11?
13:11.
Let's start with verse 10.
我们从第十节看起。
And I'll read in English, and however it works out on your end. Love does no wrong.
爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。
That's verse 10. So love is the fulfillment of the law.
爱完全了律法，这里说到。
And then verse 11, and this do.
再者,
this do to continue in love.
就是在爱的延续的里面,
knowing the time.
我们要晓得,
knowing that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep.
要晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
For now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed.
因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。
So we see the Apostle Paul was expecting the return of the Lord Jesus in his lifetime.
你可以看到保罗相信在他有生之日，他可以看到主耶稣的回来。
Doesn't it seem strange that he expected the Lord Jesus to return, but the Lord Jesus did not return?
你们不觉得很奇怪吗？他觉得主耶稣会在他有生之年回来，但是主耶稣没有回来。
The salvation is final salvation.
这里所说的那个得救是指最后的那个得救，完整的得救。
This salvation isn't being born again and saved from our sins.
这里所谓得救不是我们初信主的时候那个得救。
This is the process of sanctification and growing into the image of Christ brought to completion.
这里所谓的得救乃是经过那个成圣的阶段，最后长入基督完满的身量的那个得救。
When Christ is fully formed in his people, then salvation will be complete.
当基督在他的百姓中完全成形的时候，那个就是所谓完全得救的时候。
Every one of us here tonight,
今天在座的每一位
have a measure of Christ.
都有基督某程度的身量。
If you are a new Christian,
你如果是一个新得救的基督徒，
then Christ has entered you as a seed.
那主耶稣在你里面就好像一个种子的那个 size。
A life that is waiting to be developed.
好像有个生命已经在里面正准备要成长。
A life that is to grow and to take form.
它要成长并且成形。
With some Christians, that life takes form in a fuller way.
有一些在座的呢，可能那个生命已经成形了。
With some of us, because of stubbornness and rebellion, that life is squelched and hindered.
那我们也许有些人用我们的固执跟背叛呢，这个生命被我们压制住了。
We are on this earth in order to cooperate with the Holy Spirit with this life.
我们活在地上的目的就是与圣灵合作，让这个生命成长。
That Jesus would be fully formed in us.
好叫基督能够完全成形在我们当中。
As that life is fully formed in us,
请问这个生命是不是完全成形在我们里面呢？
God will honor that life with glorification.
若是这样的话，神还要荣上加荣。
As one star differs from another in glory,
就好像一个开始到进入另外一个荣耀。
So it will be in the resurrection.
就像我们被复活一样。
There will be vast differences in heaven between every believer.
当复活的境界出现的时候，在天堂呢，是会有许多的情况。
Just as one star differs from another in glory, so will it be in the resurrection.
就好像这光的荣耀要大于那光的荣耀，当我们复活的时候。
This is in 1 Corinthians 15.
这是在哥林多前书所说的。
So this salvation is nearer to us than when we believed.
在这讲到这个得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
And he is referring to the culmination of spiritual growth.
这里讲到是那个属灵生命的成长。
Resulting in the rapture.
以至于蒙被提。
Rapture is salvation from this earth to heaven.
所谓被提的意思就是说，我们从地上被救到天上去。
So he says, knowing the time.
他说，所以要晓得现在的时候。
The apostle and the other apostles expected the Lord to return in their lifetime.
那一群当时的使徒都相信主耶稣会在他们有生之日回来。
And so we see this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where Paul says.
就像在帖前第四章保罗说道
that the Lord will descend with a shout.
当大声呼喊的时候耶稣会回来
It's a cry of command.
就好像一个命令发出来
With the voice of the archangel.
那天使长发出呼声
With the trumpet of God.
号角要吹响
And the dead in Christ shall be raised.
在基督里的死人都要被复活
And we who are alive and survive shall be caught up together with them.
要与他们一同被提
to meet them in the air,
在空中与主相遇
So in 1 Thessalonians, which is an early epistle, he expected the Lord to return.
所以当保罗写帖前的时候也是初期教会的时候他预期主耶稣很快就要回来了
If we turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we see that he is expecting martyrdom.
如果你看提后第四章你可以看到保罗预期自己要殉道
And so Paul had to adjust to the reality that the Lord was not coming in his lifetime.
因为保罗最终要调整他的心态，知道也许在他有生之日，主耶稣不会回来。
The Lord Jesus showed Peter in John 21 that when he was old, how he would die.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣也告诉彼得，他将来要如何殉道。
So when we talk about the apostles expecting the Lord's return, what kind of time frame?Should we think about?
所以当我们想到初期使徒所认为的主耶稣再来的这件事，我们觉得这个日子是什么时候呢？
So we talk about the imminent return of Jesus Christ. What do we mean by imminent or soon return?
当我们讲到主耶稣必要回来这件事，我们有没有想过是什么时候？
Any moment?
任何时候吗？
Well, for the apostles,
对着使徒来说
and especially Peter.
特别是彼得
The Lord showed him that when he was old, that he how he would be led about and die.
主耶稣曾经告诉他，当他年老的时候，他怎么样被人带去，以至于为主殉道。
So the soon return of Jesus was not any moment, but within a lifetime.
所以对他来说，主耶稣的回来可能不是在他的一生里面。
And so something had to happen before he returned.
而且在主耶稣回来之前，必须有一些事情要发生。
That God's people needed to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
就是神的百姓要被改变成为基督的形象。
That was the goal for that generation.
对那个世代人来说，那就是他们的目标。
And it wasn't clear to the apostles as to exactly when that transformation would be complete.
但是对着使徒来说，他们并不知道这样的改变是什么时候发生。
But they knew it was in God's heart that each believer be.Transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.
但是有一件事他们很清楚的，在神的心里想要成就的，就是有一天神的百姓都要被改变，像他一样。
But when we read our New Testament, we see all kinds of problems.
但是你如果读新约的时候，你会看到各种的问题。
There are problems of carnality and immaturity at Corinth.
各种不成熟的情形在教会里出现。
False teachings had entered in.
错误的教训。
And then at Galatia, we see the churches turning aside from the way of grace.
哥罗西的教会甚至从恩典的路上转离了。
Instead of living in the power of the Spirit, we're coming back under the law.
他们不在恩典里，在圣灵里面活着，反而回到律法的教训里。
And so all kinds of problems were coming in.
所以教会里充满了各样的问题。
And so the apostle in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, he says, I am in travail.
所以保罗在加拉太书四章十九节说，曾经说了他心里如何的焦急痛苦。
I'm travailing over you until Christ be fully formed in you.
我并且为你们劳苦，直到主耶稣真正的成形在你们的里面。
So here we have, here's the word contingency. Jesus can't return until something happens first.
所以有一些事情，就是有一些条件，先要达到满足，主耶稣才能回来。
I'm travailing until Christ be formed in you.
他说我在这里劳苦忍耐等候，直到基督成形在你们的里面。
We could ask the Apostle Paul, well, what do you mean formed, and how much form does Jesus have to take before he can return?
也许我们应该问保罗说，你是什么意思？我们到底要让基督成形到什么程度，他才要回来？
Well, Paul wouldn't know.
保罗也不会知道。
He just knew it was God's goal that something had to happen before Jesus could return.
他只知道这个是神的目标，这些事要先发生，主耶稣才能回来。
But they expected him to come in their lifetime.
但是他仍然当时认为主耶稣在他有生之日会回来。
So in the verse 12, he says, the night is almost gone.
所以呢，在十二节他会说，黑夜已深。
The night describes this age while Jesus is in heaven.
黑夜就指到当主耶稣在天上的这段时间。
When he comes to return to establish his kingdom on this earth,
当他回来在地上建立他国度的时候，
he will return as the son of righteousness.
他会成为那公义之子而回。
Malachi 4:6.
马拉基书。
And so the night is almost gone. The day, that is the coming of Christ, is at hand.
所以他说到黑夜已深，白昼将近。
None of the apostles could see beyond their generation.
所以当时的使徒没有一个人的眼界是越过他们那个世代的。
They didn't plan on living beyond their generation.
他们并不觉得人类历史会在他们那一生过后还继续存在。
They didn't build church buildings till the third century.
事实上，教会的建筑物都没有被建起来，一直到第三世纪的时候。
Why build a church building if Jesus is coming back in the
earth? 因为主耶稣马上就要回来，在我们今生就回来，何必盖教会呢？
What has happened to that hope?
那这样的盼望到底如何了呢？
So we sing and we rejoice in the hope and expectation of Jesus' return.
所以他们是这样的传说，并且这样的盼望主耶稣要在他们当生的日子回来。
And yet God is waiting for something very important to happen first.
但是神还在等候一件重要的事情发生。
And that the entire church, the body of Christ,
就是整个的教会，基督的身体，
must attain the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
必须先长成基督完满的身量。
Who can comprehend that?
谁能够明白这样的事呢？
We've had 60 generations since the apostles.
自从使徒的时代到现在已经六十个世代了。
We've had two millennia.
我们已经经过两个二十个世纪了。
And God is still waiting.
但是神仍然在等候。
We're waiting for the Lord's return, and the Lord is waiting for His purpose to be realized.
一面我们在等候主耶稣的回来，另外一面主耶稣神也在等候他的旨意完成。
And when His purpose comes to fullness in the last generation, He will come.
当主耶稣的旨意达到完满的时候，在那一个时代，他就要回来。
How do we know if we are on the last generation?
那我们怎么知道我们是在那个末后的时代呢？
No one would know if they lived in the last generation until they are in the last generation.
事实上，没有人会知道，除非你就活在那个时代里。
We live in the last generation.
而我们今天就活在那个末后的时代。
Can a nation be born in a day?
一个国度可以在一夕之间产生吗？
Isaiah 66, 5 and 6.
以赛亚书66章5跟6节。
Ezekiel 37.
以西结书第37章。
Israel was born in a day in 1948.
我们都知道以色列是在 一夕之间复国的。
So the prophecies in Ezekiel 34, 36 and 37 began to be realized.
所以以西结书34、36、37章所预言的事情在一夕之间就发生了。
For the first time in over 2,000 years.
而这个是在2000年之内发生的事。
So God's clock, His prophetic clock,can be understood by looking at the nation Israel.
当你看以色列国度的历史的时候，你就可以明白神他所说的预言的这个时钟怎么样操作的。
But God's prophetic clock with reference to the church, we have no signs.
我们没有任何的预兆讲起神这个预言的时钟。
It involves spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding to know where we are as the church.
我们需要的是属灵的智慧和属灵的悟性，让我们能够明白今天教会在神的旨意里站在什么时段里面。
And so running side by side, God's restoration of Israel.
所以当我们看到以色列的复国，
the church living in that generation.
而教会在那个末世里面的情形。
God is waiting for the church to be completed in terms of fullness.
神等着他的教会长成丰满的身量。
And so he says, the night is almost gone, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light.
所以保罗在这里说，黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器。
Paul was expecting a final conflict before Jesus Christ returned for the church.
保罗那个时候预期一个最后的征战，当主耶稣回来之前。
The armor of light.
要带上光明的兵器。
Light is the manifestation of the divine nature.
光就是一个神圣的生命的彰显。
The more light that we are wearing as armor,
越我们若穿戴越多的光。
The more of Jesus Christ can be seen in your life and mine.
那主耶稣在你我的生命里就更多被看出来。
The armor of light means our character represents the character of Jesus Christ.
所谓光明的兵器是指的我们这个人的性格能够彰显主耶稣的性格。
So we're to put on the armor of light and we're to walk in a manner pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们行为做事行事为人要端正。
Let us behave properly as in the day.
好像行在白昼。
As we would if Jesus Christ had returned to this earth.
我们的行为就好像主耶稣今天已经回来该有的行为一样。
Not carousing and drunkenness.
不要荒宴醉酒。
Not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality.
不可好色邪荡增进嫉妒。
Not in strife and jealousy.
不可增进嫉妒。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
总要替代主耶稣基督。
And make no provision for the flesh.
不要为肉体去安排。
In regards to its lusts.
放纵私欲。
Put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
披戴主耶稣基督。
When you wake up each morning, do you think about putting on the Lord Jesus Christ?
当你每天早上醒来的时候，你有没有想到披戴基督这件事？
How do we put on the Lord Jesus?
我们怎么样披戴耶稣基督呢？
This is in a passage that describes our salvation being near.
当这段经节讲到说如何预备自己因为得救的日子接近了。
Verse 12, the day is at hand.
白昼将近了。
And so therefore, put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要穿戴耶稣基督。
And so that character that manifests the life and nature of Jesus needs to be put on.
所以我们需要一个个性能够让人显出我们看见我们是披戴基督的。
How can we put on the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们怎么样披戴主耶稣基督呢？
We have to be broken and emptied of ourselves.
我们必须要被破碎并且倒空。
We have to recognize, we have to come to the place where we realize that apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing.
我们必须真切地体认到没有耶稣基督我什么都不能做。
But no matter how hard you try to be a Christian, you can never be a Christian by trying hard.
不管你多么努力，你知道你永远不能借着努力成为一个基督徒的。
As one brother said,
就像有一位基督徒弟兄说的，
It's not easy to be a Christian.
做基督徒是不容易的。
It's not even hard to be a Christian.
但是做基督徒也不是难的。
It's impossible to live the Christian life.
而是做基督徒是不可能的。
Because there's only one person who can live it.
因为只有一个人能够活出基督徒的生命。
Because it's Jesus Christ himself.
就是主耶稣基督他自己。
He is the Christian life.
因为他就是所谓基督徒的生命。
And so if we put on the Lord Jesus Christ, it means that when we walk out the door, we recognize that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
所谓披戴主耶稣基督，就是我们深切地体认到，没有主耶稣，我什么事都不能做。
I'm depending on you today, on my job, for you to be glorified.
我今天上班，我要完全依赖你，好使你得着荣耀。
When someone speaks evil of me or misrepresents me, rather than retaliating, I'm going to look to you to manifest your spirit and your character.
但而且当人误会或诬告我的时候呢，我能靠你能够显出那个美丽的生命。
When my husband is critical of his wife and never shows any type of gratitude,
当丈夫对妻子非常的严苛，从来没有表示感激的时候，
I look to you, Lord Jesus Christ.To be meek and gentle in my response.
做妻子的要仰望主耶稣，主啊，愿你成为我的谦和温柔。
Because if I had my way about it, I would smack him.
因为我按照我的个性、我的生命的话，我也许就揍他一拳。
But that's not the way you respond.
但是主耶稣，你是不会这样做的。
And so we have many things that confront us in life.
因此，我们在生命中会遇见许多的事。
To show us.How contrary we are to the Lord Jesus.
让我们可以看到说我们的天然生命跟主耶稣生命是何等的不同。
And the flesh wants to rule.
常常我们的肉体要来做主。
So we don't make provision for it.
所以我们都没有为这些主来预备。
If an alcoholic was trying to stop drinking.
一个酗酒的人想要停止喝酒。
And he was driving home from work to his home.
他从工作地方离开，要回家的路上。
And on his way home, there was a bar.
半路上有一个酒吧。
Make no provision for the flesh.
但是这里说不要为肉体来安排。
So you detour, you don't drive by the bar.
所以你就换条路开，不要经过那个酒吧。
You put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是所谓披戴主耶稣基督的意思。
Oh, there are many passages here. Let's see. 1 Corinthians, I won't read to you chapter 7. It's, or, that's a, we'll just go to 1 Corinthians 10, 11.
7 or 10?
No, I'm going to pass that up. But we'll go to chapter 10, verse 11.
灵前第十章第十一节。
The Apostle Paul is referring to the Exodus generation.
在这里保罗所提到的那个历史的背景就是出埃及记。
The children of Israel have been delivered from Egypt.
以色列人从埃及人的手下被神释放出来。
They are physically out of Egypt.
就着肉体身体来说呢，他们已经离开埃及地了。
But Egypt is still in them and in their hearts.
但是埃及却深深的仍然植在他们的心中。
And so according to Deuteronomy 8,
所以根据旧约里,
they are in the wilderness to be tested, to reveal what is in their hearts.
生命记讲到说神要试炼他们显出他们生命中真正的是什么。
And it was revealed that in their hearts it was filled with idolatry.
显出他们里面充满了淫乱。
And so the majority of the children of Israel died in the wilderness.
因此那个世代的以色列人倒闭在旷野里。
Because of idolatry.
因为他们不敬畏神，他们淫乱拜偶像。
And so what is idolatry?
什么是拜偶像呢？
Anything in your life or mine that displaces Jesus Christ as first place.
就是任何在你我生命里面代替神的人事物。
And so if everything we consider that we do and we're involved with, if we consider him first,
我们想的我们所做的事是不是基督是第一位呢？
We are walking free of idolatry.
那就若是这样我们就是不是拜偶像的人。
And so Paul comes to a conclusion, as he's talking to the Corinthians, they are in the wilderness spiritually.
保罗警戒哥林多的教会，因为他们当时属灵的光景就像在旷野中的以色列人。
Many of them are, in a sense, where the children of Israel were in the wilderness.
他们的光景就好像当时以色列的人一样，在一个属灵的旷野里。
Coming short of the inheritance.
他们离神的标准差了一点。
And so he says in verse 11, now these things happened to them.
他讲到说，这些以色列百姓遭遇这些事。
As an example.
都是要作为借鉴。
They were written for our instruction.
并且呢，仅为着我们这样的人。
Upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And so, how does that sound in the Chinese?
末世的人 ending.
Huh?
You know what
you mean? Yeah. How does that translate?
Which word?
The ends of the ages have come.
That's what it is.
Okay. Let me tell you how it is in the original.
让我告诉你们原文是怎么说的。
You have all the previous ages from creation.And up until the time that Paul was writing.
从创世开始一直到保罗写这卷书的时候。
So all the previous generations and ages have come right down to the time that Paul was speaking.
就好像所有前面的世代一直延伸到保罗写这个书信的时候。
It means everything that God was seeking to bring to pass is now focused on Now,
好像神一路所做的事情，最后现在集中在保罗的那个时代。
Now, meaning the church age,
就是教会的时代。
That period of time between Pentecost and the rapture,
就是在五旬节那个圣灵降临的，一直到所谓圣徒要被提的这一段时代。
All previous ages, from God's perspective, were moving towards the time of the church age.
所有神在这之前所做的，就是为要来到这个所谓教会的时代。
But in the original, it's the ends plural of the ages.
在原文里讲的这个末世的时候，是用一个复数。
So all previous ages are brought to bear on this age.
所以前面所有的世代发生的，就是为要来到今天这个教会的时代。
And then looking off into eternity.
从那里要看到勇士。
The character of all the ages to come.
就所有未来要发生的事情。
Are being determined by this age.
都会在今天教会时代这段时间里而决定。
It's a very profound and deep thought that the apostle makes here.
保罗在这里所说的是一件非常深而有意义的事。
It just baffles us when we get into the mind of this apostle.
只是呢，当我们读这段话的时候，也许我们会有许多不明白的。
He just writes and makes a statement, and it's incomprehensible.
好像他写了一件事，超过我们心思所能明白的。
But we get a glimpse of his insight into the mind of Christ.
但是借着他所说的，我们可以稍微瞥见那一些在基督心思里的事。
That our life in this time frame.
就是我们的生命就在今天这段时代里。
That our lives as Christians mean infinite, they're infinitely important to God.
我们现在所活的这段时间对神来说有无限重要的意义。
Mighty and eternal issues are being worked out in our lives.
关于勇士及重要及有全能的事情要在我们的今生发生。
That every day that seems so common and ordinary to us.
每一天对我们来说，尤其只是素常的生活作息。
It is not ordinary with God.
但是呢，对神来说可不是一件寻常的事。
Eternity is every day with God.
永世的事决定于我们今天每日与神的生活。
Every decision, every aspect of our daily lives has eternal.Ramifications.
我们每一天日常生活中所做的每一个决定都跟勇士发生绝对的关系。
So that's just a little bit about this verse about the ends of the ages.
这就是这里所说的这末世的人的意义。
Let's see, where do we go next? Ephesians 6.
以弗所书第六章。
We'll begin with verse 10.
第十节。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might.
你们要靠着主仰赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
If you were reading this in the original language, I will tell you how it would sound.
如果你读原文的话，正确的翻译是这样。
Bringing everything to a conclusion.
把一切都带到结局。
This is a command.
这是一个命令。
I want you to continuously receive strength.
我要你们不断地从我得着力量。
I want you to be empowered from within.
我要你从里面得着力量。
Through your union with the Lord.
借着你与主的联合。
And in the strength of His might.
以及靠着他的大能大力。
See that we can't be strong in the Lord.
因为我们不能够靠自己刚强。
We can only receive strength in the Lord.
我们只能从主得着力量。
And the word strength is power from within.
这里所谓的力量是指从里面出来的力量。
1 Corinthians 1:24 says, Christ the wisdom of God, Christ the power of God.
林前一章十三节讲到说，主耶稣是神的智慧，是神的能力。
So if Christ is the power of God,
那既然主耶稣他是神的能力，
we can only know him as the power in our weakness.
那我们唯有在我们的软弱上能够认识到他是能力。
The more we are reduced and stripped of our natural strength,
我们越脱离我们天然人的力量，
the more God levels us of our pride and our self-importance.
神越多对付我们，叫我们脱离自己的骄傲。
The more we are reduced to nothing.
我们越被减少到无有。
It's in that place the power of God begins to be known.
是在那个阶层里面，我们经历到神是我们的力量。
So he goes on to say, put on the full armor of God.
所以保罗在这里说，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
That you may be able to stand firm and hold your ground against the strategy.Or the stratagems of the devil.
好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Put on the whole armor of God.
要穿起神的全副军装。
That's a command in the plural.
这个是一个带着复数的命令。
No individual Christian can do this alone.
就表示没有一个单独的基督徒能够做这样的事。
All these commands are in the plural.
这些所有的命令都是复数的。
This passage that Paul is referring to,
在这里保罗所说的
，The whole armor God is referred to in Isaiah 59.
在全副的军装在以赛亚书十九节五十九节里面有提到。
If we had time to read Isaiah 59, we would see what the passage is about.
如果你们曾经读过五十九章的时候，你就明白这全副军装指的是什么。
And in that passage, God is asking a question in the midst of a horrible, wicked situation.
在那一章的背景是神在一个罪恶的世代发出一个问题。
Who's going to stand in the gap and do something about all the wickedness?
是谁愿意站在这一切这个缺口里面来为罪人代求？
Well, Jesus, as the servant of the Lord, stands into the gap.
他就来站在这个缺口的里面，站在一个仆人的地位。
And Jesus puts on the whole armor of God.
在那里，主耶稣带起了全副的军装。
And he returns in that armor to deliver Israel.
他在那个军装的里面回到以色列当中解救他们。
And so Paul is telling the church, Christians, you must clothe yourself in the armor that Jesus is to return in.
所以保罗就对百姓对教会说，你们也要穿戴基督全副的军装。
This means that every principality and power in the satanic kingdom must be met by God in and through the church.
所以这就表示所有在空中执政掌权那个邪恶的势力都要面对这样的征战。
And there are a lot of principalities and powers.
在邪恶的权势，在空中有很多邪恶的执政掌权的权势。
Do you know any missionaries that have gone into Tibet?
你们知不知道有许多的宣教士曾经到西藏
？How many come back?
有多少人是回来的
？It's a forbidden territory.
那是一个事实上是不准人进去之地。
The principalities and powers have held that region uncontested for thousands of years.
数千年来，仇敌掌管那个地点。
And so those principalities and powers must be taken down by the church.
所以这些空中邪恶的执政掌权者必须要被教会攻下来。
I would love to say, my prayer would be that there would be two or three brothers.
我的祷告是愿有两三位弟兄。
Who were so broken and knew the power of God.
是被主这样厉害的破碎而认识神的大能的。
That they would go into Tibet at the seat of power at Dalai Lama.
能够到西藏里面夺得那个达赖喇嘛的权势。
And destroy the throne in Tibet.The satanic throne.
毁灭仇敌在那里的宝座。
And establish the stronghold of Jesus Christ there.
为主耶稣基督建立起坚固的堡垒来。
Because Tibet stands between China and the 1040 window.
因为我们都知道，西藏所在的地理位置是在中国还有那个十跟四十那个窗口中间。
It's between China and Jerusalem.
那就是说，在中国与耶路撒冷之间。
As the lightning flashes from the east.To the west.
就像闪电从东闪到西。
So will the return of the Son of Man be.
主耶稣人子回来的时候也是要这样。
So Satan is saying, you're not coming in here.
所以呢，撒旦就说，那你可不能到这儿来。
Who will go?
有谁愿意为主而去？
And whoever comes off victorious will have put on the armor of God.
能够得胜的人必须是能够穿戴全副军装的。
As a local church, you face various assaults and opposition from the satanic kingdom.
身为一个地方性的教会，我们也面临许多撒旦而来的攻击。
Do you meet that together corporately?
我们有群体，在一个团体的基督的身体里面来面对这些征战。
It is putting on the Lord Jesus Christ in terms of His military might.
一起穿戴起主耶稣基督全副的军装。
All these attributes and characteristics of the armor have to do with character.
在这里所描述这个军装的每一部分都跟我们属灵的性格有关。
He says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
他讲到我们不是与血气的征战。
But against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness.
乃是与那些执政掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战
against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places
与天空属灵气的恶魔征战
and so when you find yourself irritated with your spouse or your husband or your wife
所以当你发现你对你的配偶不耐烦的时候
And you get into an argument and you just can't seem to resolve the problem.
你们发生争吵好像几乎不可能和好。
You're dealing with principalities and powers.
要知道你是在与那个执政掌权的在征战。
Our wives and our husbands, they are flesh and blood.
因为我们的配偶他们都在肉身的里面。
But Paul says this is not where the battle is.
但是保罗告诉我们说这可不是与属血气的征战。
But against principalities and powers.
乃是与执政掌权的在征战。
When the communists took over China in 1949.
在1949年，共产党执政。
This wasn't just about a communist ideology dominating the population of China.
这并不说共产这个政权的这个思想、这个理想统治了中国。
These were principalities and powers saying.The church will no longer have an existence in China.
乃是因为在空中那个属灵、属邪灵的那个执政掌权的组织说，中国不能再有教会的发生。
We are going to remove the name of Jesus from this nation.
我们要从中国把主耶稣基督的名赶出去。
And of course, that has failed.
当然，他们失败了。
But it wasn't about communism.
但实在不是一个共产政权的问题。
It was about those principalities and powers that saying that the ultimate is man. Man is the center of the universe. Or man collectively.
而是那些执政掌权的人。
And so the war was between Satan and principalities and powers.
所以我们真正的对象是那个天空属灵气的恶魔。
So he says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God.
所以说要拿起神所赐的全副的军装。
This is in the plural. It can't be done alone.
这是一个复数的名词，不能我们不能一个人来完成。
This is the armor that Jesus Christ will wear when he returns.
这也是主耶稣当他回来的时候他所穿戴的。
He's going to wear his victorious church when he returns.
当主耶稣回来的时候，他所穿戴的是他荣耀的教会。
Whenever Christ, who is the life of us all,
那个时候，基督就成为我们所有的生命。
Whenever he appears.
什么时候基督是我们的生命？什么时候他显现的时候
？We will appear with him in glory.
我们也与他一同在荣耀里显现。
Colossians 3:4.
这是哥罗西书三章四节所说的。
Whenever he comes to be glorified in his saints.
当他与他的众圣徒一同回来得荣耀的时候。
2 Thessalonians 1:10.
帖后第一章第十节。
And so when he comes to be glorified in his saints,
当他来的时候在圣徒中得着荣耀
collectively and corporately, those saints will be his armor.
这个团体的圣徒要成为主耶稣他的军装
But those saints who have overcome in this life,
那些在今生在他们的有生之日里面得胜的基督徒
will be his spiritual armor.
那一天当主耶稣回来的时候要成为他属灵的兵器
It's in and through the church
是借着他的教会
that the God of peace will crush Satan under our feet
赐平安的神会借着我们的脚践踏仇敌
Romans 16:20
这是罗马书16:20
And so Paul still expecting the Lord to return in his lifetime
所以保罗当时还以为主耶稣会在他有生之日回来
Expecting there's going to be a final battle that will culminate in Jesus' return.
并且预期的将来有一个很大的属灵的征战，那个是预备的主耶稣回来的。
He says, "Church, corporately, put on the full armor of God."
所以他说，整个教会啊，穿戴神全副的军装。
That you may resist, that is, stand firm and hold your ground and not retreat in the evil day.
你们就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Having done everything to stand firm.
在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌并且成就了一切还能站立得住
In the original language the word evil day isn't just some bad day that we have and we need to put on the armor of God
在十三节里面所谓磨难的日子在原文里面不是说那个不好的日子要来到所以我们要穿上军装
It's not some problem that you and I have and we think that we're being attacked by the devil and we call that the evil day That's not what he's talking about
这里所谓磨难日子不是说你我今天遇到了什么难处我们觉得仇敌攻击我们这不是这个意思
The Greek says that you might stand firm and hold your ground in the day the evil
它而是原文讲到那个恶者的日子
The day, the evil. That is, the day that is specifically the evil day.
就是那个邪恶的那个特定的邪恶的日子
A final battle.
就是讲到最后的那个征战
That will result in the church finally attaining full stature in Christ.
而借着这个征战呢，教会终于能够长成基督完满的身量。
That day when Christ, the Messiah, will finally be fully formed in his people.
那也就是基督他的整个的丰满能够在教会里成型。
That day, from God's perspective, when the last saint is brought into the body of Christ.
就着神的角度来看，那个日子呢，就是最后一个圣徒被带进基督身体的日子。
And so we have, from God's perspective, a standard that must be met.
所以就着神来看，有一个标准是要被达到的。
The provision for meeting that standard is the person of Jesus Christ in the person of the indwelling Holy Spirit.
而这个必要的条件就是耶稣基督这个人借着圣灵。
Jesus Christ is the perfected man.
耶稣基督就是那个所预言的那一位。
He is truly God. He's Son of God, co-equal and co-eternal with God the Father.
他的确是神，他也是神的儿子，与神同等。
But he's also a perfect man.
他也同样是一个完全的人。
And as man, he was perfected through sufferings.
就着预言来说，这个人将来要他是要遭受痛苦和患难的。
Perfected means that as man, he reached full maturity.
就着一个人而言，主耶稣基督他已经达到了完满的身量。
So that as a man, when he went to that cross, he was filled into all the fullness of God.
所以当主耶稣上十字架的时候他已经完成了神所有对着一个完全的人的要求
So on that cross as man
所以在十字架上就着一个人的角度而言
He poured out his human soul unto death
主耶稣将他的魂生命倾倒以至于死。
And in the pouring out of his soul into death,
当他这样倾倒他的魂生命以至于死的时候，
He is God in the nature of God died.
他就是神在神的性情里死了。
He didn't just die as man.
他并不只是一个人，是一个站在一个人的地位死了。
If he just died as man, he could not have saved us.
如果他站在人的地位而死了，他不能拯救我们。
It takes the death of a God man to save us.
必须是一个神人的死才能拯救我们。
Fully God and fully man.
他又是神，他又是人。
In one person.
在这一个人耶稣的里面，在十字架上完成了。
And so.That perfected humanity is the standard to which the church corporately must attain.
而那个人就是今天教会必须达到的一个标准。
Not in terms of suffering what he suffered.
不只是说我们要遭受基督所受的患难。
What he suffered on the cross is unique, and we do not partake of that.
他在十字架上的苦难不是我们能够参与的。
That is in his substitutionary work, he's alone.
因为他是我们的代替，所以他必须独自经过。
He became sin for us.
他为我们的缘故成为罪。
Who knew no sin?
他是不知罪的。
That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
却为我们成了罪，所以我们能够借着他得着神的义。
But as a man representatively, he died in our place.
但是就的人来说，他为站在我们的地位而死。
He took all that we are in Adam into death with him.
他将自亚当以来所有在人类里面人性里面的他都带到那个十字架上的死里。
So that his death is our death.
所以主耶稣的死就是我们的死。
As the last Adam, he took the entire human race into the grave with him.
他是那个末后的亚当，他将整个人类旧造的生命带进了坟墓。
The entire race in Adam was crucified with Christ on that cross.
整个亚当的后代都在十字架上定了。
The entire human race in Adam died in the death of Christ on that cross.
整个亚当的后裔的整个人类的世代都在那个十字架上被定了。
When Christ went into that tomb, he took the entire Adamic race into that tomb.
当耶稣基督被埋葬的时候，他将整个亚当人类后代带进了坟墓。
To be buried with Christ means that your life and my life is no longer seen in the sight of God.
所谓与主同葬。就是说你的生命和我的生命再也看不见了，都与基督一同埋葬了。
And when that man was raised from the dead, then the new creation came into being in that resurrection.
因此当这个人从死里复活的时候，一个新造从他而出。
So now Jesus Christ, the last Adam, has become the second man in resurrection.
因此耶稣基督这个末后的亚当因着复活成了第二个人。
The head and source of a new creation.
他是这个新造的元首和一切的来源。
All sanctification and growth and holiness is growing up into Him.
所有的成圣，所有的成长都长于基督，源于基督。
Okay, let's see. I have to leave some of these behind. I will just give references, and you can look them up for yourself. Philippians 4:5.
我就给你们一些经节，你们自己可以查考。
Hebrews 10:37-39.
以弗所书四章，还有希伯来书。
James chapter 5:7-8.
雅各书五章七到八节。
First Peter 4:7.
彼前四章七节。
Peter says, "The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be sober for the purpose of prayer."
彼得说，你看，末世已经来到，所以我们要警醒。
And so these apostles had this mindset that Jesus is coming back in their lifetime, and we need to be ready. That God has a goal.
又一次，我们看到那个时代的使徒们认为主耶稣就要来的，所以我们要警醒、等候、预备好了。
And that standard and that goal is.Stated in Ephesians chapter 4:13.
他所说的那个我们教会该达到的标准就是在腓立比书四章第五节里所说的。
I will back up and we'll look at verse 11 of Ephesians 4.
我们看以弗所书 which chapter?
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章。
We're going to go back. We were in Ephesians. We'll just go back a little bit here. The context is Jesus Christ's descent and then ascension into heaven. As he ascended Christ, he gave gifts to men. And these gifts are stated in verses 11 and following. These gifts represent a measure of Christ. It's not Jesus giving to men gifts and they have something apart from him. The gift is a measure of the gift of the Christ. In this passage, there are leadership gifts that are mentioned. All the spiritual gifts are not mentioned here. But headship gifts, spiritual leadership gifts. And these are mentioned as apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers.
有使徒, 有先知, 有传福音的, 有牧师和教师。
These gifts are for the equipping of the saints.
而这些恩赐的目的是要成全圣徒。
I'm very grateful that Timothy has a heart to see the leaders in China and perhaps elsewhere equipped.
我很高兴看到加森弟兄对于在中国许多教会的领袖有负担。
Please pray that there would be a door of opportunity open to the leaders, the church leaders in China.
我们要为在中国的许多, 教会的领袖来祷告, 愿, 遇见的, 得着他们的门被打开来。
That these leaders would be equipped.
所以这些, 圣徒中的领袖能够得着装备。
For the equipping of the saints.
成全圣徒。
In other words, we would like to speak to those who are as apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers so that they could be equipped to do the equipping.
就像我们在这里所说，我们去要装备那些使徒、先知、传福音牧师和教师， 以至于他们能够有力量来成全圣徒。
In verse 12 in the Chinese Bible, it says, my English says equipping. What does it say in the Chinese, please?
To perfect them. Help them to perfect them.
Okay, perfect. This noun, katartismos, was used in the Greek language of a doctor or a surgeon setting a broken bone.
在希腊文原文有一个字来描述一个医生怎么样。
If a bone is broken, it has to get set.
要来把断的骨头怎么样归位。
So that it could heal.
以至于它可以痊愈。
And so you could say that for the equipping of the saints means saints need to be mended. They're broken.
所谓成全圣徒在原文的意思就是说圣徒好像都已经破裂了，那在这里要将它修补，让他们得到完全的医治。
For whatever reason, they're no longer in the service of the Lord.
不知道为什么这些圣徒已经不在服侍主的路上。
They need to be restored to function.
他们需要被恢复而发生产生他原有的功用。
The same the verb is used in the Gospels where the apostles were mending the broken nets, mending them.
就好像修补那个破裂的网一样。
The nets were broken and therefore they needed to be restored to their original purpose and functional.
好像那个渔网已经破裂了，需要把它修补，让它恢复原有的功用。
So this word includes this idea.
所以成全圣徒在这里就有这个意思。
To be equipped.
要成全他们。
So that the saints could be equipped.
所以圣徒能够被成全。
For the work of ministry.
各尽其职。
So the saints can build up the body of Christ.
所以圣徒被成全之后能够建立基督的身体。
Notice it's the body of Christ.
有没有注意到最终是建立基督的身体。
The saints plural make up the body singular of the Messiah.
圣徒是复数的。 但是我要成全的是一个单数的基督的身体。
And so if the various members of the body are not equipped and adjusted and mended,
所以当基督的身体的各个肢体如果没有被修补，没有被成全，
then Jesus, the perfected head, has a difficulty in expressing himself.
那元首基督就很难借着身体彰显他自己。
He's limited.
他被限制住了。
So the body must be functional.
所以身体必须要恢复功能。
As we see in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 and following.
就像哥林多前书里面所说到的。
In Romans chapter 12, verses 3 and following.
罗马书12章里面所说的。
The body has many members.
一个身体有许多的肢体。
Various functions.
各有功用。
But one head.
但是只有一个元首。
And all together are to express the mind and will of the head.
但众肢体要一起同心同工，要彰显这个元首的意思。
And the enemy is, of course, very eager to keep the church divided.
但是呢，我们的仇敌是很忙碌的，为了叫教会产生各样的分裂。
In order to limit the fullness of the expression of the head.
以至于限制这个基督身体所能彰显的荣耀。
And so part of the equipping is to build up, to edify the body of Christ.
在这里讲到要建立基督的身体。
That means, if Timothy is your pastor, then you're to do the work of the minister. He's the equipper, you're the workers.
所以如果说，比如说加森弟兄是你们的牧者。 那他要建立你们，你们是那个工人，要各尽其职。
Like, you know, if somebody's sick in the hospital, you don't send the pastor.
有人生病住院了，你们不是只打发你们的牧者去。
You go.
你要去。
You be the encourager.
你要去鼓励那个生病的。Pastor
is to be an equipper. He's not to do all the work of the service.
牧者他的责任是要来成全圣徒，而不是亲自去做这些各肢体该尽的职责。He
needs to spend more time in the Word of God than he would in visitation.
他应该花更多的时间在主面前等候主的话，而不是去探望。And
there are many other functions that Jesus needs and requires to express himself in this world and to the church.
而且就着基督的角度来说，他还有很多的功能要借着他的身体彰显出来。And
what is the goal of all ministry?
所以各样的这些工作，他的目标是什么呢？
Verse 13, here's the goal.
第13节告诉我们神的目标是什么。
Until we all attain the goal. That's what the word means, attain the goal.
一直等到我们众人。
The goal is the unity of the faith.
在真道上同归于一。
The unity of faith is that whole body of New Testament truth. Jude refers it to as the faith once and for all delivered to the saints.
犹大书提到，这就是当初所从起初所传给教会的真理。It's
the totality of the teaching of Jesus Christ from heaven through his apostles.
就是借着所有关乎耶稣基督的教导，从天上传到众使徒的那个。
We're to come to the unity of that faith.
当我们在这一个真道上同归于一的时候,
that it's one faith.
我们同有一个信。
And we can only come to the unity of that faith if we are diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in verse 3.
那我们要在真道上同归于一, 首先要点是我们在灵里要合一。
And so as the first aspect of the goal is that we need to arrive at the unity of the faith.
所以最重要是要在真道上同归于一。That
unity of the faith is further defined as the full knowledge of the Son of God.
那进一步的定义就是要认识神的儿子。He
doesn't say the full knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
并不是说认识主耶稣基督。He
doesn't say the full knowledge of Jesus our Lord.
他没有说要认识主耶稣我们的主。He
says the full knowledge, the Greek word is full knowledge of the Son of God.
在这里讲到是那个完全的认识，认识这个神的儿子。
Son of God because he is eternally the Son of the Father.
神的儿子就是说，这从永远到永远，他是那个神的儿子。
And as we come to know him in sonship,
当我们认识他在儿子的地位,
we see our calling and destiny as sons.
那我们也可以认识到我们被召，并且注定要成为儿子的这个命运。That
according to 2 Thessalonians 2:14,
根据帖后2章14节,
we've been called to take possession of the glory of the Messiah.
我们被召而与这个弥赛亚的荣耀有份。
The glory of Messiah must be possessed as an inheritance.
这位弥赛亚的荣耀必须要在我们身上显出。
And therefore, who we are and our old self must be emptied.
所以所有从我们老旧的生命来的必须都被倒空。
Jesus as a man was filled into all the fullness of God.
因为基督这个人要充满我们，用神他所有的丰满充满在我们当中。
Now it is God's purpose that the whole church come into the same fullness of God.
神的旨意是要整个教会长满基督成长的身量。
That's Ephesians 1:22 and 23.
在以弗所书第一章22-23节讲的。
Compared with Ephesians 3:19.
你将这个22-23节与3章19节来比较。
You see, the church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:23.
1章23节讲到说，教会是他的身体。
The church is the fullness of Him.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
And Jesus is the fullness of God.
主耶稣他是神的丰满。
That's Colossians 1:19.
哥罗西书1章19节。
Compared to Colossians 2:9.
加拉太书2章19节。
So as we come to the full knowledge of the Son of God, we see in Him our fullness.
当我们长成基督完满的身量的时候，我们就看到他的丰满在我们里面。
And as the last Adam and second man, He's the head of the new creation.
他是那个幕后的亚当，也是那第二个人，他是那个新造的元首。
Jesus as the head and the church as the body.
耶稣他是元首，教会是他的身体。
Are called one new man, Ephesians 2:15.
两个合在一起成为一个新人。
The one new man is head and body, one new man.
元首与身体就是这个新的人。
That is the goal to which the church must attain, a perfect man. Church plural, perfect man singular.
这就是教会所要立即奔跑的那个标杆。
This perfect man is further defined as the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
而这个完满的人就是所谓基督他长成完满的身量。
This goal is to be progressively attained as we grow up into Him.
当我们连于元首基督渐渐长进的时候，这个目标就会达到。
Verse 15, speaking the truth in love.
第十五节，以弗所书第4章15节说，唯有用爱心说诚实话。
Does that say that in the Chinese Bible?
Yes.
Well, did you know that there's no word for speaking in the original there?
你知道原文里面没有说这个字。
The term is the word truth. That's all it is. Truthing it in love. That's all it is.
诚实被用作动词。
It's a participle. It means I want your character, your nature, everything about you to be telling the truth in love. The whole of your being.
关于你这个人全人的所有的琐事都要说诚实的说爱。
This includes your speech.
包括你的话语。
But the Greek does not say that. The Greek language does not say speaking.
原文的希腊文里面没有用这个说话这个动词。
I want the whole being and nature of who you are being the truth in love.
而是你这个人的所有琐事，你这个全人是在爱中是真实的。
And so being the truth in love, here's God's purpose. We are to grow up in all aspects into Him.
而从这个爱中诚实的情形里面，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Who is the head?
他是我们的元首。
Even Messiah, Christ.
他是基督。
Now, verse 16 describes the way in which this is to be attained.
第16节解释到说怎么样能够达到这个标准。
Growing up into the head.
我们凡事长进连于元首。
The head is the source from which the entire body.
这个元首是整个身体各肢体的来源。
is being fitted and adjusted and brought together.
各肢体呢, 都靠着它联络得合适,
in a deeper, abiding fellowship with one another in Christ.
对,百节各案, 各职照着各体的功用,
like one stone, different stones being cut and hewed and fitted together into a temple of God.
就好像许多的石头被磨成一定的尺寸形状, 好建立起圣殿。
And this process is through every joint that supplies.
在这里,百节各案各职,
that's you.
那就,
each person, each Christian is a joint of supply.
在这里所说的百节就是你和我,
and each joint of supply is to be supernaturally energized in a particular measure.
这些百节呢,各按各职借着主超凡的能力改变我们,让我们放在合适的位置。
According to the working or the working in measure of each individual part.
照着我们个体的功用,
so that together, corporately,
所以当我们全部在一起的时候,
this divine action through the church,
借着教会, 这个神圣的一个, 行动,
this divine activity coming from the head, Jesus Christ,
这个神圣的行动的来源是我们的元首耶稣基督,
flowing into the various members of his body through the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵他进入身体各肢体的里面,
is together causing the growth of the body,
而叫身体能够渐渐增长,
building up of itself in love.
在爱中建立自己,
what is the goal?
目标是什么呢?
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
乃是要长成基督完满的身量,
that has never been attained.
这个是在以前从来没有达到过的,
the work is still in process.
现在还在这个进行过程的当中,
if the apostles could have seen into the future,
如果使徒当初可以看到未来的话,
how many millions that God had in mind,
看到神心中所想的是上百万的人,
that would make up this collective fullness,
而这所有的人要成为那个合一,
they might have despaired.
那个团体的人, 也许这些使徒们就会丧气,
because they would have seen that that one little generation in which they lived was not enough from God's perspective.
因为他们会明白他们在的那个世代还不够完成神的旨意,
so God didn't show them the whole picture.
所以神呢就没有让他们看到关乎未来的事。
That is, he didn't show them all that it meant. When they spoke these words, they didn't know how vast it was.
因为当神借他们说这些话的时候, 他们并不是真正明白神所说的那个范畴有多么的广大。
And so we live in the generation that is the last.
但是我们确实是活在最末的时代。
Therefore, this fullness will be attained.
所以这个丰满的身量是会被完成的。
But a crisis is coming.
基督就要回来了。
You look at the church in America, the church in China.
你看看在美国,在中国的教会,
division.
到处都是分裂。
I am of Paul, I am of Cephas, I am of Apollos.
就好像在旧新约里说,我是属保罗,我是属基法,我是属亚波罗的。
I don't need anybody leading me, I am of Christ.
或者说,我不需要任何人带领我,我是属基督的。
Is Christ divided, Paul says?
保罗就说,难道基督是被分开的吗?
And yet that's the testimony in the church today, that Christ is divided.
但是在教会里显出来的见证就是这个光景,基督好像是被分开的。
So, which one of us can mend that breach and bring the church to unity? Who can do that?
哪一个教会能够起来把身体联合起来?
Is there a man on earth, a man of God, or a church on earth that can unify the church?
有没有任何一个人, 一个属神的人或属神的教会能够起来达到这个合一的工作?
It doesn't exist.
恐怕是没有。
But God has a plan.
但是神有他的计划。
He has a move, a final move that he is going to make.
他有一个最后的行动。
That final move is found in the term that we'll be looking at, the day of visitation.
而这个行动呢,在一个词我们会研究的就是他的眷顾的日子。
And so that will be where we will look at some of that tomorrow, but we need to be looking at some of the more of the conditions that need to be fulfilled for Christ to return.
明天早晨我们要更多来明白他的眷顾这个意思,还有是有什么条件先要达到。
In other words, we already saw one, and that's Galatians 4:19. Paul says, I'm in travail until Christ be fully formed in you.
在加拉太书里面，保罗说的，说我愿意看到基督成形在你们的里面。
It's God's purpose according to Ephesians 3:19. Let's back up and look at this prayer. We can only touch on some of these things, but we'll look at another requirement of God for fullness to come.
让我们再看一个另外神的条件，在这个神的丰满能够降临之前。
In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul makes reference to the mystery of Christ.
在第三章里面，保罗提到那个基督的奥秘。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, he refers to the mystery of Christ.
在三章第四节里面，以弗所书说到基督的奥秘。
If someone were to ask you, what is the mystery of Christ, would you be able to give them an answer?
今天若是有人问你说什么是基督的奥秘，你们能够给他们答案吗？
The mystery of Christ is Jesus as head and the members of his body together called the Christ.
这基督的奥秘就是基督他自己为元首，与他的众肢体联合，这个联合的身体叫做基督。
The head, referring to Jesus Christ, is unique.
元首讲到说基督他是独特的。
He's the God-man.
他是神人。
We are not God-men.
我们可不是神人。
We become a partaker of the divine nature.
我们与神的性情有份。
But that divine nature is the perfected manhood of Jesus Christ.
但是这个
We become a partaker of the divine nature, which is the perfected manhood or humanity of Jesus Christ.
我们与这个神圣的性情有份。
And so we will never become a partaker of the Godhead.
但是我们永远不能跟这个元首神的元首发生任何关系。
But Jesus as the Christ, this is his manhood in fullness.
但耶稣他是基督，是在这个神人的丰满的里面。
So Jesus as head, the Christ, and his body together are called the Christ.
因此当这位元首基督跟他的身体联合，这个一体叫做基督。
And there are many passages that we could see that, but I'll just show you one that you can see.
有许多经节提到这件事，但是我只与诸位分享一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse
12. 林前12章12节。
1 Corinthians 12, 12.
林前12章12节。
Paul is talking aboutThe diversity of the various gifts in the body of Christ.
在这里保罗讲到身体有许多的肢体跟各样的恩赐。
And so, verse 11, just back up. He says, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he will.
在这里讲到说，十一节说，这一切都是这位圣灵所运行，随己意分给个人的。
Then he uses an illustration.
然后他做了一个比喻。
The body of Christ is to function similar to the human body.
基督的身体有点像我们这个身体的情形。
For even as the body, our physical body is one.
就好像我们说身子是一个。
And our physical body has many members.
但是却有许多的肢体。
And all the members of the body.
而且呢，肢体虽然多。
Though there are many.
虽然多。
Fingers, toes, ears, though there are many.Are still this one body.
肢体虽然多，但是呢，仍然是一个身子。
So also is the church.
教会也是这样。
But he doesn't say that, does he?
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
You would think he would say, so also is the church.
你会觉得在这里的下一句话应该说，教会也是这样。
But he says, this many membered body, so also is the Christ.
在这里讲的说，肢体虽多，人是一个身子。基督也是这样。
You see that? In the original language, it's the Christ.
在原文里还讲说那基督。
So in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, when Paul says that he wants all of us to understand his deep insight into the mystery of the Christ, that's what he's talking about.
所以当来到以弗所书三章四节，保罗说到晓得我深知基督的奥秘，在这里就讲到那个特定的基督的奥秘。
If you lived in the old dispensation, under the old covenant,
如果你活在旧约的时代,
if you live in the in this, you take Isaiah or David or any of the Old Testament saints,
任何一个在旧约里的圣徒,
and they were, you would ask, let's just take Isaiah.
我们说以赛亚好了,
he was the great theologian of the Christ. He prophesied so many prophecies about the coming of the Messiah.
他是一个神所用的讲到主耶稣弥赛亚要来的一个大先知。
And for all the prophets, the coming Messiah was an individual.
对所有的先知而言，这个所谓要来的弥赛亚乃是一个人。
The seed of the woman, the seed of David.
是大卫的后裔，是一个女人的后裔。
Who would come as the Redeemer of the world?
他要来成为这个世界的救赎主。
And would someday crush Satan's head.
有一天他要来践踏撒旦的头。
He was the promised seed.
他是那个应许的后裔。
None of the prophets ever saw that Christ was corporate.
没有一个先知能够看见说所谓的基督居然是一个团体的人。
It was God's secret.
因为那个是神的一个秘密。
And God didn't begin to reveal that secret until Israel as a nation said no to Jesus as their Messiah.
而这个秘密没有向人打开，一直到以色列人拒绝主耶稣基督是那个弥赛亚的时候。
So on Palm Sunday, just before the crucifixion,
就在主耶稣被钉十架之前,
the prophetic clock stopped with reference to Israel.
所有关于以色列的预言，那个钟神的时钟停止了。And
there's still 7 years waiting to be fulfilled in Israel's prophetic clock.
还有七年的时间，一直到这个以色列关于以色列人的预言的时钟达到完满的时候。Sorry,
so we have prophecies in Daniel about the coming of Messiah.
但以理预言到说那个弥赛亚的来临。
We have what is referred to as the 490 weeks of years of prophecy.
我们讲到过有490周的这个预言。
And there are still 7 years waiting to be fulfilled in Israel's prophetic time clock.
还有关于以色列有一个七年的一个预言还没有得到实现。
That prophetic clock stopped on the Sunday just before the crucifixion.
而这个预言的时钟好像突然停止了，就在主耶稣被钉的那个主日之前。
And so it's everything's in suspense. What's going to happen? What's God going to do next?
好像每一件事突然停摆了，每一个人都想说神下一件要做的是什么事。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 6, when after Jesus is raised from the dead,
当在使徒行传第一章里面讲到主耶稣从死里复活之后,
they asked the Lord Jesus, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
那时候他们问主耶稣，你要恢复以色列国就在这个时候吗？
In other words, we're looking for this next fulfillment of prophecy.
因为我们要等着你这个预言实现了。They
don't know that the clock has stopped.
但他们却不知道，因着以色列的拒绝，这个时钟已经暂时停止了。That
with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, a whole new dispensation would begin.
借着圣灵的在五旬节的降临，一个全新的新约时代开始。And
so throughout the book of Acts, we see Israel saying their final no to Jesus as their Messiah.
在使徒行传，你看到这些以色列百姓向主耶稣成为他弥赛亚的这件事，说了一个最后一次的否定。When
I say final no, I mean with respect to that generation.
我所谓最后一次说，就着这个时代而言。
As Israel was saying no, no, no to Jesus Messiah, God's opening the doors to the Gentiles.
当以色列人拒绝耶稣，拒绝承认他是那个救世主的时候，神将向着外邦人的门打开了。And
so gradually, God's secret is beginning to be told.
而神的奥秘渐渐被人传说。And
so by the time we see Paul in prison in Rome,
当你看保罗在罗马被监禁的时候,
that's 62 AD.
在主后62年,
there have been almost 30 years of the unfolding of God's secret.
神的心中的奥秘渐渐被, 彰显出来, 有30年之久了。
It was a progressive unveiling of the secret of the Christ.
关于基督的那个奥秘渐渐地被揭显出来。
Paul was put into prison for this reason.
为的那个原因, 保罗被监禁。
He had to be shut into prison for 4 years.
他必须被关在监牢中4年之久。
So that what he began to see in Corinthians and Galatians
当他在, 哥林多教会那个时代所看见的,
could come to fullness.
慢慢地能够成熟在他的心中。
So that God's full purpose for this entire dispensation
所以当, 慢慢地神就着这个全新约时代的这个完全的旨意,
could be recorded and written down in the Word of God
能够借着保罗记载在圣经的里面,
in those prison epistles.
而在这些书信的里面。
And so we're getting ready to read a prayer, wasn't I? Got sidetracked. Okay, Ephesians chapter 3. This is more of that purpose. When you read Paul's writings, he begins praying in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15.
如果你读这卷书的时候，你会发现保罗在写到第一章十几十五节的时候，他就开始祷告了。
After verse 18, he doesn't complete his prayer.
但是来到十八节的时候，他还没有完全他的祷告。
He's so caught up in the purpose of God that he doesn't finish his prayer. And so he returns to his prayer in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And so he says, for this reason.
14节他就说的因此,
that is, the reason is, the mystery of Christ, God's eternal purpose.
为的这个基督的奥秘,
the eternal purpose mentioned in Ephesians 3:11.
在3章11节里面讲到这个神的旨意。
Verse 14, I bow my knees before the Father.
14节说到因此呢，我在父面前屈膝。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name.
天上地上的各家都从他得名。
And here's the purpose. This is what I'm praying.
这里就是保罗祷告的目的,
that he would give to you according to the riches of his glory,
按着他丰盛的荣耀,
to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man,
借着他的灵,
that you plural, you corporately would be strengthened in the inner man,
你们里面的人得以刚强,
just one inner man.
但是这里面的人只有一位,
this is the interior life of the Christ. And as we enter into the interior, it's the Christ.
那个人是基督,
of which we are all partakers or a member of.
我们都与基督有份,
I want you to be so strengthened so that the Messiah, Christ the Messiah, the word Christ is Messiah.
In verse 16,
he says, I pray that God would grant you according to the riches of the glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
17, Christ.
So that the Messiah.
So 17节说使基督在这里也翻译作弥赛亚。
This Old Testament Messiah who was a singular person,
这个在旧约的弥赛亚是一个单数,
would now take up permanent residence in your hearts.
现在能够永远住在你的心里。
The word dwell means to take up permanent residence.
这个住这个字来说永远的固定的住下。
That this Messiah would find his home in the hearts of the saints corporately.
愿这个基督 能够在这个团体的信徒的里面找到一个安家之处。
That this Christ in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.
而这个基督也是所有神他的丰富所居住的那个生命。
Would find his home in the hearts of the saints.
愿这样的生命在圣徒里面，圣徒的心中找到安家之处。
Through faith.
借着信。
That you being rooted and grounded in love.
住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Might have the strength to comprehend and apprehend with all the saints.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。
What is the breadth, length, depth, and height?
是何等的长阔高深。
That is the dimensions of this one new man is breadth, length, depth, and height.
这讲到这个新人他的一个度量，他的长阔高深。
That all the fullness of God in this Christ to become at home in the church is breadth, length, depth, and height.
就是这个神的丰满，借着这个新造的人住在教会的里面，讲到他是长阔高深。
It comprehends the absolute total thought and purpose of God.
那是超过人所能测度的。
This is the dimensions of the New Jerusalem.
这个也是那个新耶路撒冷它整个城的度量。
This great fullness of God in Christ is to find its home in the church.
这个神在基督里显现，这个伟大的丰满定居在教会的里面。
In other words, what I really want you to understand is the knowledge surpassing love of Christ.
在这里我要你们注意的是十九节说到，并知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
So that as the church, the body of Christ,
所以身为教会基督的身体，
you might be filled
你会被充满
unto all the fullness of God.
叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And that's the biggest problem God has.
但甚至这也是神今天最大的难题。
Because at the moment of the new birth,
因为当一个人一重生之后，
we're already full of Adam.
当我们一诞生之后，我们就充满了亚当的生命。
And from the moment Christ comes into our heart at new birth,
当主耶稣基督重生，诞生在我们心里的时候，
we must decrease.
我们必须要减少。
So that he might increase.
所以呢，他才能增加。
And as we decrease and are emptied,
当我们渐渐减少以致被倒空的时候，
and he increases,
他逐渐增加，
we are filled unto all the fullness of God.
我们就被神所充，一切所充满的充满了。
So to the flesh, to the old nature,
所以我们的旧造，我们的旧生命，
to be emptied is death.
要被倒空就是死。
Death to all that we are apart from Christ. To be emptied is a death to all that we are apart from Christ, outside of Christ.
所谓倒空就是说向着基督以外的所有人事物死。
So God takes many different ways and steps with us to see that we are emptied.
所以神用各样的方法来确保我们被倒空。
He allows us to go through many circumstances that we cannot understand to break us in emptiness of our fullness.
他让我们经过许多的环境是超过我们所能明白的，目的是叫破碎我们，倒空我们，让我们离开我们这老旧的生命。
Because the fullness of God can only be known in the emptiness of Christ.
因为神的丰满只能在一个倒空的器皿里彰显出来。
Let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus.
愿这样的心思在你里面。
Who was in the form of God?
他是与神同样的形象。
He did not consider to be on an equality with God a thing to be grasped or to held on to.
他原本有神的形象，却不以与神同等为强夺的。
But he emptied himself.
反倒虚己，倒空自己。
The New English Bible says he made himself nothing.
他让自己成为无有。
By taking the form of a bond slave.
取了奴仆的形象。
And so in his self-emptying,
他的自我倒空，
God highly exalted him, or he as man is filled with all the fullness of God.
使神将他升为至高，他充满了神所有充满的。
And so the biggest problem that God has is that will we accept his provision of the cross?
因此神最大的难处就是我们愿不愿意接受他所预备的十字架。
Will we allow his death to bring to death in us all that must die? So that only that which is resurrected.
唯有从死里复活的,
so only that which is the resurrection life of Christ.
唯有主耶稣基督从死复活的生命,
becomes our very life.
成为我们唯一的生命.
So what are we holding on to?
所以我们现在还保留什么?
You have any controversies with God?
你与神还在征战吗?
Are you mad at God?
你在生神的气吗?
I have been furious at God.
我曾经对神有很深的愤怒。
Because I thought I understood.
因为我以为我是明白他的。
That to be filled with God's fullness.
要被神所充满的所充满。
Would come some other way than through the cross.
是借着其他的任何的方法，而不是十字架的道路。
So now, daily I say, Lord, I want to die.
因此，现在每天我跟主说，我愿意向你死。
You search my life.
你搜寻我的生命。
Show me anything and everything.
显出我所有的情形。
That has not yet died with Christ.
任何我还没有与基督同死的地方，求你向我显明。
That is in my experience.
这是我的经历。
Because if it can't be resurrected,
因为如果不能够被复活,
then I must let it go so I don't suffer loss.
那我最好现在就放手，所以让我不至于遭受损失。
So I embrace your cross, Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督啊，我愿意拥抱你的十字架。
I want to become less and less.
我愿意更多的减少。
So you can become more and more.
好让你更多的增加。
I want to decrease.
我要减少。
So that you can increase.
所以你能够增加。
I want to be a person.
我要成为一个人。
I want to be a person through whom you can hasten the coming day of God.
而这样的，我要成为一个人，是预备你的再来的。
I want to be a person through whom you can bring this age to consummation.
我要成为一个人，在你的手中能够将这个世代带到结束。
I want to be a person of destiny.
我要成为一个有目的的人。
I want to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我要成为一个人有份于基督完满的身量。
Do whatever you need to do for Jesus Christ to be fully formed in me.
哦主啊，做任何你需要做的事，好让基督在我里面完全的成型。
Because only in the measure in which Christ is formed in me.
只有主耶稣基督他在我里面长大。
Can I be filled into all the fullness of God?
我才能够被神所有的丰满所充满。
You have a right for your church to be the fullness of yourself, Lord Jesus.
主啊，你有权利叫你的教会是成为你的丰满。
Show me my place in the realization of your great purpose.
主啊，指教我的心，而且了解我在你的教会就的这个伟大旨意所该站的位置。
I want to close with just two verses because it has to do with a little more of what we need to expect.
末了，我要用两节经节来结束我的交通。
And this has to do with evangelism.
这与传福音有关。
Israel as a nation was set apart because of their rejection of the Messiah.
以色列人他们因为拒绝弥赛亚，所以他们与福音无关。
And so we'll just look at one verse in Romans 11, verse 25.
罗马书十一章第25节。
With reference to Israel, is there any future for Israel? That's the question.
我们的问题也许是以色列人有任何的未来吗?
And Paul says, yes, there is still a future for Israel.
保罗说是的，以色列人是有盼望的。
The church is not spiritual Israel.
教会并不是那个属灵的以色列人。
The Israel in this passage is the Israel of the Old Testament.
在这里所提到的以色列人就是指的真实的以色列人。
The Israel of the Old Testament is the Israel that as a nation rejected the Messiah.
就是在旧约里所提到以色列人，也就是那个拒绝主耶稣是弥赛亚的那一班。
And Paul is not talking to the church here, he's contrasting Israel with Gentiles.
保罗在这里并没有讲用以色列来代表教会，反而他在这里比较以色列人与外邦人。
So he gives an illustration that the natural branches were broken off in order that the Gentiles might be grafted in and share the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant.
他在这里用了一个比喻, 就好像那个枝子被折下来, 也橄榄, 就是外邦人能够接在其中而蒙福。
And so he comes to this conclusion, verse 25.
在25节的时候, 他结论到,
I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren.
他说, 弟兄们, 我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘,
of this mystery.
这个奥秘,
this mystery of Israel's temporary hardening of heart.
就是以色列人他们暂时有几分是硬心的。
That's commentary. That's my commentary. Lest you should be wise in your own estimation.
这是我个人的解释, 那等到外邦人的数目天满,
that partial hardening has happened to Israel.
以色列人有几分是硬心的, 一直等到外邦人的数目天满。
And here's the word, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in.
在这里有一个很重要的字, 叫做等到外邦人数目天满。
Whenever you witness to someone, usually a Gentile, we don't know if that's the last Gentile to be saved before the church is complete.
当你跟任何外邦人做见证传福音的时候，你永远不知道，也许那个人得救的时候，他就是那个最后一个外邦人，叫这个数目被填满。
But there's a certain number of unbelievers, a certain number of Gentiles that must be brought into the church before this age is completed.
但是这个末后时代没有办法结束，一直到
So on one hand, you have the fullness of the Gentiles that need to come in to complete the church.
所以一边来说呢，外邦人的数目必须填满进到教会的里面。
On the other hand, you have a church that needs to come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
那另一面呢，这个教会必须长大，达到基督完满的身量。
These two truths run parallel and are interdependent.
这两件事情是在同时发生的，但好像又是互相独立的。
And from God's perspective, they are kept in adjustment and balance at all times.
在神来说呢，他是让这个事情一起发生，而且保持平衡的。
And He is bringing, narrowing everything down to this generation.
现在是在那个末后时代，所以许多的事情都要达到快要结束的时候。
There's one other contingency that needs to be fully realized before He can return.
在这个同时呢，还有一个条件必须被完成，主耶稣他才能够回来。
And we'll conclude tonight with that in Revelation chapter 6.
我们今天晚上就要把这个条件最后讲完，我们就结束今天的交通启示录。
Revelation chapter 6.
第六章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
We're going to just look at the fifth seal judgment. These seals are the seal judgments that are broken by the Lord Jesus Christ. These are the necessary judgments necessary to cleanse this earth of its idolatry in preparation for His return.
这些审判是必要的，为要洁净这个地，而且预备主的再来。These
are the judgments of the great tribulation.
这些呢是在大灾难中所会发生的事。And
so in the midst of these seal judgments,
当这一个印关乎审判的事被揭开的时候,
there is something strange that is revealed to us.
有一件很奇怪的事情向我们打开了。That
the death of martyrs somehow gives God the spiritual, what is the word? It gives him what he requires to hasten his coming day.
在这里看到那些为主做见证被杀人的灵魂，好像在主耶稣回来之前扮演一个重要的因素和角色。
And so we see in this testimony here, we see this verse 9, and when he, Jesus, broke the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slain. This is the altar of incense in heaven. This is where the prayers go up before God.
在这祭坛上的烟就是我们啊、所我们的祷告上升到神那里去。
Like the altar of incense in the temple of the in the of the Old Testament.
就好像在旧约里祭坛那个上面的烟。
This is the temple in heaven.
这里所说的是在天上的圣殿。
So he saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and because of the testimony which they had maintained.
他看见在这圣殿的属天圣殿的祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true?
他们大声喊着说圣洁真实的主啊你不审判住在地上的人。
Will you refrain from judging and avenging our blood?
给我们生流血的冤要等到几时呢?
On those who dwell upon the earth.And there was given to each of them a white robe.
于是呢，有白衣赐给他们个人。
The white robe means full reward for your faithfulness.
这个白衣讲到的，就是为着你的信实所给你的奖赏。
That righteousness in the life is perfected and crowned in the symbolism of a white robe.
好像你一生你的公义的行为，公义的情形，那一天借着这个白衣。显明了肯定了
And so God remembers their sufferings and they will be fully rewarded.
因为好像神记得他们所受的苦而在这里赏赐了他们
And that white robe is just a promise and a token that your life will be vindicated by God.
这个白衣只代表有一天神会为你伸冤
And they were told that they should rest for a little while longer.
而且有话对他们说还要安息片时
And here it is Until
等到
That until means We don't know But there's a certain number of martyrs That will die Before the end will come
在这里说等着等到那一天虽然我们不知道是哪一天但是我们知道这一天来到之前必须有相当数目的人殉道
So you must wait until the full number of your fellow servants and their brethren who are to be martyred, even as they had been, should be completed.
讲到说等到一同做仆人的和他们的弟兄也像他们被杀满足了数目。
So we all die daily.
我们每一天都有人基督徒每一天都有人过去。
Some are called to sacrifice their life as a martyr in testimony to Jesus.
有的人是为着耶稣的见证的缘故殉道。
So there will be one final martyr as a part of the final closing of this dispensation.
因此，终究会有一个那个所谓最后的殉道者被带进这个满足的数目。
So you pray for those nations like China and Indonesia and India, where there where Christian martyrs are dying, that God would strengthen them in their testimony to complete their course.
因此，当我们为许多受迫害的国家，像中国、印度或者是印尼，为他们这些受迫害的人祷告，盼望他们坚定到底。
So the Lord was expected to return within the generation of the apostles.
在使徒那个时代，他们预期主耶稣会在他们有生之日回来。
With every generation since then, there was a remnant who expected the Lord to return in their generation.
从那个时候开始，每一个世代都有这所谓的小群或得胜者，预期主耶稣会在他们有生之日回来。
No one knows the day or the hour that he is to return.
因为那个日子、那个时辰，没有人知道。
But we are to know the generation.
但是我们是那个世代。
The Lord implied that about discerning the sky, and you see the sky, and you're not able to discern the signs of the times as you look at the sky.
主耶稣曾经说，你们看天象就知道天气，能够预测天气。难道你们不能看这个世代许多的预兆，知道人子要来的时候近了吗？
Now that Israel has become a nation,
以色列已经复国了。
Jesus in Matthew 24 stated.
在马太福音二十四章，主耶稣说道
：“That this generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled。”
他说：“我实在告诉你们，这个世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
”So from the generation of 1948 until the coming of the Lord。
所以从1948年以色列复国，一直到主再来这段时间
is the generation of his return.
就是我们所谓主耶稣要回来的那个世代。
How long is the generation?
那这个世代有多长呢?
That's not the point.
不是我们所要关注的问题。
He just said this generation will not pass away.
主耶稣只说, 这个世代还没有过去,
until all these things are fulfilled. And so we live in the generation. Israel's back in the land. That's not our focus as the church. That's just a bonus to let us know where we are in history. That's a prophetic signpost for us who are spiritually alive to understand where we are in history.
这好像就在时间的里面给我们一些界定的标志，让我们知道我们在哪一段时间里。
For we who are the church, the body of Christ, we need to consider what yet remains for the church to be completed.
我们身为教会需要知道是教会还有什么责任，还要做什么事情在主再来之前。
And when the day of visitation comes,
当主眷顾的日子到了。
It will be a day that will make, it will be a time when the church will be living in a blessing and a judgment greater than any time in history.
教会将会面临一个特别的时代，时间就是我们或者是得着主的祝福，或者面临主的审判。
It's an evil day, as we saw in Ephesians 6.
在以弗所书告诉我们说，那是那个邪恶的日子。
But for God's remnant, it's a day of great hope and vindication.
但就着神的百姓来说，那是一个充满了盼望，我们洗刷冤屈的日子。
As we will see by God's grace, that there will be a people at the end that will be making known His power and coming.
我们因着神的恩典，将有人在幕后的时候知道神在要来之前他所彰显的能力。
Before Peter died, he made mention that he had made known the power and presence or the power and coming of the Lord Jesus.
当彼得在殉道之前，他已经让人知道主耶稣他的同在和他的能力。This
is the manifestation of Jesus as the morning star.
接着他说到主耶稣是那个明亮的晨星。We
have no frame of reference for this.
We have no parallel,
there's nothing in history we can compare this to.
在人类历史上，我们找不到任何是相当的，我们可以来做一个比，用作一个比喻或比较的。
In John 17, Jesus prays that the whole church would be one, even as He and the Father are one.
约翰福音17章，主耶稣为我们祷告说，愿整个教会合而为一，就像他与父合而为一。The
day of visitation will be the Father's means to answer the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ in this generation.
因此呢，回为了回答主耶稣这个祷告，神要借着他降临在教会的日子完成这件事。So
tomorrow we will begin by looking at the day of visitation in 1 Peter 2:12 and what that means.
明天早晨我与大家交通，讲到说这个主眷顾的日子的意思是什么，还有借着相关的经节一同来探讨。We'll
see how that's used in the Old Testament.
我们要看到在旧约里是怎么样说的。
How is used with reference to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
怎么样与主耶稣必要再来这件事发生关系。
And how we can expect it, what it will mean when God breaks into history and brings the church to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
并且看到神如何打破历史，将他的教会带进他完满的身量。
In this last generation.
在这个末后的时代里。
So Father, we are dependent upon you.
父啊，我们依靠你。To
even begin to understand.
让我们稍微有点明白。What
your next great move is to be.
什么是你下一个行动？We
want to be ready.
我们要预备。We
want to be a people.
我们要预备好了。That
are eagerly looking forward to and hastening the coming day of God.
我们要成为那个热切渴望待见你再来的人。Your
word says that you're going to shake that which can be shaken.
你的话告诉我们，你要震动那个不能震动的。
In order that that which cannot be shaken might remain.
好使那个不能被震动的能够长存。
Therefore, we are to receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken. So may we know an appropriate grace, Lord Jesus. That we may offer to you an acceptable service with reverence and awe.
在敬畏和敬虔的心里面, 我们愿献上蒙你喜悦的侍奉。
For our God is a consuming fire.
因为我们的神乃是烈火。
We want to thank you, God, that you are an all-consuming fire.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是烈火。
We thank you that as an all-consuming fire, you only destroy that which is not according to Christ.
因为你是烈火，因此你只消灭那些不属于基督的。
That fire will only consume that which is not like or according to Christ in us. That when that fire is consumed, all that can be consumed. All that will remain is yourself. As the center and source of our being and identity.
你是我们的中心, 是我们的身份,
the life of our life.
你是我们的生命,
the love of our loves.
也是我们的命中之命, 是我们的爱中之爱,
the heart of our hearts.
是我们的心,
we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名, Amen.